Welcome to the Saybrook Insights Podcast, a proud production of Saybrook University. We're an online, nonprofit, regionally accredited university headquartered in beautiful Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this coming year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, University President and host of this podcast. Today's episode features Drs. Mary Kay Chess and Tom Hayashi discussing the incredible two new degree programs added to our roster of outstanding degrees, the Sustainable Social Impact MBA and the Doctor of Business Administration. Our world, our communities, our businesses and nonprofits can benefit from the inspired curriculum and outcomes that these two programs offer, especially with their approach to humanistic business leadership, deep collaboration, and the quadruple bottom line: people, planet, purpose, and profits. Applications for our new MBA now being accepted for January 21, so sign up at www.saybrook.edu. And now, Drs. Mary Kay Chess and Tom Hayashi. Welcome, everyone, to another rousing edition of Saybrook Insights. Today, our podcast is featuring two of my colleagues. Both Drs. Chess and Hayashi have been periodic guests on this podcast and have some exciting news that they want to share with our Saybrook audience and beyond. So it's really great to have both of you here, Tom and Mary Kay. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
Yeah, good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So if you can, just spend a moment or two describing what each of you do at Saybrook University, your position, how long you've been here, maybe just a teeny bit about your background in business or organizational leadership. That'd be great. So Tom, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Thank you very much, Nathan. So hello, everyone. My name is Tom Hayashi, and I am a servant leader to some wonderful students and faculty members that I get to work with in the Department of Leadership and Management. But if you have to go with the title, I'm the department chair. How did I get in my position? Well, I was appointed about 2 years ago, actually, and having spent a combination of experience in academia and also in industry. So my last appointed institution was USC, where I taught a number of human resources courses. And then I also have spent a good amount of time as a management consultant to nonprofit and government agencies, as well as Fortune 1-in-5 corporations, primarily in the area of strategy development, diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as areas of various HR topics and the like. So I'm just really bringing all of what I've learned over the years as a practitioner and also as a scholar who's really curious about things like the impact of Black Lives Matter on how organizations create equity. And those are the kinds of topics that I'm really looking forward to continuing to teach and integrate into the courses and programs that I get a chance to be involved in.
Awesome. That's great. And I know we've enjoyed our work together on a couple initiatives, including the anti-racism collaboration that you've been not just an active part in, but a leader on at the university with our faculty, staff, and students. So, yeah, terrific work all the way around. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Chess, Mary Kay?
Hi, I would like to add my thanks for being on this. I came to Saybrook through about 30 years in healthcare as an executive working with amazing frontline people, physicians, nurses, execs, boards, as we worked to create some what we thought were very innovative solutions to healthcare systems across the United States. And in that journey, I discovered that there were other ways, or there needed to be other ways, that we explored building up our leaders for the next set of complex issues facing us. Little did I know, fast forward, that we would be sitting in a pandemic where that vision for what leaders need is more acute now than ever before. And so about 10 years ago, I had a chance to become adjunct faculty in one of our other Saybrook departments. And it was such a joy to be with colleagues and students focused on a humanistic approach to education and to solving some of these issues that are facing us. And I'm now at over 10 years, I serve as core faculty in the Department of Leadership and Management. And I am just so delighted to continue to work with leaders who are courageous, who are willing to say, I don't know. Let's dialogue together. Let's figure it out. It's just continued to be both a pleasure, a joy, and I'm totally, I learn every day. Hopefully, as much as I teach, I learn.
I think that's beautiful. Both of you bring so much to the university in your excellent teaching and facilitation, as well as your humility is a great word, I think, especially in academia, because you bring a humility of to the learning process, to the teaching and learning process, but you also bring so much expertise and connectivity to the students and authenticity to your broader communities that you serve. I just really have admired both of you and your work over these last few years of getting to know you. So appreciate that. And Mary Kay, thank you for your introduction along those lines. So you've both been hard at work, and we're here today to talk a little bit about the new MBA and DBA programs. Really, since I started 6 years ago, this has been circulating as an area of possibility. And one of the exciting parts in my evolution, I'm just going to personalize this here a little bit, is to see this come to life after so many years. And both of you have been pivotal banner carriers for this, these two degree programs, the MBA and the DBA. Why are these programs so important, especially given just the sheer vast number of MBA and DBA programs out there in the world today? Would be curious to hear your points there. Maybe Tom?
Sure, absolutely. And, well, you know, let's just play back what our lives have been like in the last 6 months to almost a better part of the year. Mm-hmm. We have been living through some of the most world-shaking times that we have seen in the modern history. We have now been living through the a global pandemic that has really wrecked economies, lives, just really some grueling periods that we've all been impacted by. Let's also look at this issue of racial tension that has always been under the surface, but now has really exploded in various regions where we could no longer ignore folks of color being killed, in the hands of whether if we're talking about law enforcement or other individuals in the community. And those are just the most obvious impact of racism. We have got to tackle this issue of systemic complexity in regards to how race is something that we have to come to terms with and to also resolve. And then also this issue of environmental impact. My goodness. I mean, I live in Southern California, near one of the biggest fires that just recently ignited, where, one could potentially say is an act of nature. But I would have to argue that we as people, have actually had some role in the shift of culture, not only shift of culture, but shift of climate. And therefore, we have got to find ways to find solutions for all of these areas that I've just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I think that, one of my mentors a long time ago have said, something very interesting about social justice. And he said to me that while we really do need to be out in the streets to protest, to challenge the status quo and to demand for change, at the end of the day, somebody's going to have to figure this out in the day to day. And if you really want to see equity, equality, and address racism, we have to start in the places where we spend the most of our lives, in places like the workplace, where bullying and microaggressions and the like take place. And so in order for us to do this work of social justice, we have to do the work wherever we are. And we have to have the right skills and the leadership commitment to make some significant changes. And therefore, and I know you've been just waiting for me to get to this point, about the MBA and the DBA program, as the title of this brand new, very exciting program suggests, we are really, you know, intending on supporting individuals who are interested in a sustainable social impact. So this program is called Sustainable Social Impact, which is basically another way of saying humanistic management. Humanistic management is a discipline in business administration, has been around for some time. But I don't know if you knew this, Nathan, but we're going to be one of three programs dedicated to humanistic management in the United States, because most of the business programs, while they may have specialization, they're not going to have the kind of integration that we have designed intentionally into our programs. And so we will, of course, have courses like accounting, marketing, finance. And so in that respect, you know, there's not anything too different. But what is really significantly interesting and different is that we are trying to achieve the quadruple bottom line. We're focused on purpose. We're focused on the people. We're focused on the planet and the profit. And I think that we could have all of those wonderful business outcomes so that we could change society in the, you know, today and well into the future. And so we believe that this is one of the ways that we can pursue the kind of more just and equitable world that we like to see.
So we've gone from, and I learn something new every day, right? It used to be the double bottom line, then the triple bottom line. And this is cool. So we have the quadruple bottom line: people, purpose, profit, planet. Is that
correct? That's right. That's right.
Right. Very cool. And as a program itself, as a defined sustainable social impact MBA, we're one of three in the country, yet a student can come here and get all of the general particulars they would normally get in an MBA, but it's going to be wildly better than anything else they could get just about anywhere else if they're looking for that humanistic approach to how to lead and manage a business, whether that's a for-profit or nonprofit entity. Am I capturing that correctly for the most part?
Absolutely, that is correct. And also we take a developmental approach to the MBA and the DBA. You know, I mean, I say, come to our program, come to Saybrook to earn a degree, but come away transformed, you know, because even the way we approach the capstone course, for instance, Nathan, you know, we actually spread it out over a course of three semesters. Typically, capstones are at the very end, but we actually have a one-credit capstone program where we match students to faculty mentors to develop their personal and professional plan. I mean, that in and of itself is worth the entrance fee as far as I'm concerned, because people spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on executive coaching. Well, that's already built into the program.
That's great. That's great. So you've started getting into a little bit of the structure of the degree before. Would like to get into that right now before we do that. When does the MBA officially launch? And then maybe talk a bit more about the structure of the degree itself. What will students learn, like, over the course of a year or 2 years? How will they make a difference on graduation? Those types of things. And I might have a couple other questions to dig into there for a moment.
All right. Well, very good. So we are very happy to announce that the MBA program will be launched in the spring of 2021. Starting on January 4th. And so with that, we hope to have the inaugural cohort start in a 12-month journey. What's also signature about this particular program is that it is 100% online, and there are two tracks. One of the tracks happened to be a 12-month track, which is a more of an accelerated track. But, you know, for those students who are not interested in really breezing through in that way, they do have the option of a 18-month track. So instead of a 1 year, they could actually complete the program in 18 months. And so regardless, students really are also enjoys our modular approach to the courses. And so we've actually taken our regular 15-week semester into two terms per semester, each about 8 weeks long. And so we've designed the program such that students will only be focused on two courses at a time. That's very significant because in a typical semester-long program, students have to juggle three, four, five classes sometimes. And for working adults, I know that that could be very difficult. And so we've gone ahead and intentionally designed this modular format. But students essentially will be going through 30 credits of courses total, approximately 10 courses, right? And they're going to be taking in the first semester, starting with a global econ and strategies course. We want to get folks to really broaden their aperture and understanding about their world in which they will be engaged in. And so, you know, what better way to do that but then to start with that course. And then they'll be easing into the human resources course, which I'll be teaching as well in the first part of the program, marketing, and then, of course, the capstone course that I've talked about. And then in the summer, they'll be taking a course on humanistic leadership that will be taught by Mary Kay Chess, who's our resident leadership expert. And then, of course, our accounting course is offered in the summer, and also our decision-making model course also in the summer, and again at a capstone. And then before you know it, you're in the final semester. Wow. You're almost done with the program in the fall. And students will be engaged in taking the technology integration course, a finance course, and then a operations management course. And then they'll be taking their final capstone. And we, of course, will conclude the program with a signature project that is a culmination of what they've learned and what they hope to do in their careers. And so that's really, you know, pretty accelerated, but very simple. But there's a lot of these courses that will build on each other and that students will be able to learn from folks from variety of sectors and the like. And the other thing I'll say along those lines is that we really embrace students from all type of different disciplines. So even if you were, let's say, an art major in an undergrad, there's a way to get you prepared for the business school. Traditionally, that hasn't been the case, but we actually have ways to prepare students academically to engage in our program. So we could have students from who, you know, spend years in corporate to those students who are, you know, running a small art program in the community. And the richness of the diversity is what we are also wanting to really leverage on as a program.
If I didn't work at Saybrook as its president, I'm dead serious. I would take this in a heartbeat. It's so exciting to me. I mean, the way you describe that just sent chills down my spine. Because you get the best of all possible worlds design. And to be clear, and I think, you know, for those who are out there who might be listening to this who aren't at Saybrook, and even for those who are, one of the challenges in higher education right now, and I think Mary Kay and Tom, you probably both have heard this and would have seen this emergent across higher education. Students are demanding and seeking faster times to degree, yet maintaining a high quality of outcome and excellence in teaching. And it sounds like you have packaged this together in such a beautiful way. It's a real exemplar for how higher ed can operate, especially at the graduate level. So more innovation happening at Saybrook out of the Department of Leadership and Management. Thank you, Tom, for that really wonderful overview. Now, as we kind of shift just for a few minutes, Mary Kay, I know you and Tom have both been instrumental in designing the MBA and DBA. Would you take a few minutes to describe to us what this Doctor of Business Administration looks like? What makes this unique to other DBA programs out there? Why would a business person desire a DBA anyway? Is there any value to it? I'm asking because that's one of those hopefully easy ones that you can answer right out of the gate. And then how long does it take to complete a DBA at Saybrook? Kind of those top big ones along with the curriculum and all that.
Oh, great. Thanks, Nathan. I actually think any exec or exec-to-be would be missing an amazing opportunity if they did not engage in this DBA. And let me tell you why.
Great.
If you think about exactly where we are again right now in this pandemic and the race to build and create a vaccine, it demands collaboration, research, partnership, innovation in ways we have never, ever imagined. That race is a race to, I don't think I'm putting too fine a point on it. It was much of a discussion this morning in a conference I was at. It is a race to save economies, people, planet, purpose, everything that the MBA and the DBA are all about. So this DBA is a 3 to 3.5 year program. It is 51 credits, and there's a couple of unique factors about it. When you take this program, often in doctoral programs, Nathan, you probably know this, everyone says, oh, it's a lonely journey. Actually, we're looking for leaders willing to work in community from day one. This is not a solitary journey. You're in a learning cohort. We want you to be able to think about supply chains globally and how you build a sustainable supply chain. What does that mean? Who's involved? What are the ethics involved in this? So these courses over the 3.5 years, including the dissertation, allow you that exploration in the company of other like-minded leaders, willing to have a transformational lens, a lens, as Tom said, in the MBA program focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and a very fundamental sense that I think we're only beginning to define and understand. So there's the rigor of the traditional coursework. It's the commitment to working in a community with colleagues, and it's the application of quantitative and qualitative research that move our understanding of how business and organizations locally and across the globe can work and perform better. So I'll just pause there, catch my breath, and give you a chance to pose another question.
No, that you just, I mean, you packaged that all up and put a bow on top of it. I mean, I think that was really quite nice. How does it interface with the MBA? That is a question I have. So let's say I decide to come to Saybrook. I'm super excited about doing my MBA. Can I get any credit for doing my MBA as I go into the DBA program? Is that something you're all looking into? What are some of the rudiments behind that?
So one of the ways in which we're looking at this is potentially a pathway from the MBA into DBA. And so we're not quite ready to announce exactly how that would be articulated, but it is something that we're very sensitive to. In fact, we're looking at that with our PhD program as well. The other area that we're really wanting to explore is the capability for our department and potentially for the university to evaluate prior learning for credit. We believe that this is one of these areas that is expected now in many higher education institutions. And we believe, particularly in the area of business administration, that there are students who will be joining our programs that have earned a industry recognized certification that can easily be, evaluated for a potential equivalencies in terms of what they've learned in their prior learning with some of our courses. I mean, to a reasonable extent, right? Because we can't just articulate 100% of the course requirements. But, you know, to be able to do so, at least, you know, let's say 20% of a given degree can make a big difference in terms of how we can support these students. And so there may be ways to do this other than just creating a
pathway, but there may be other ways to, like I said, provide a bridge for MBA students prior to coming to our program, as well as those students who are wanting to go from our MBA to the DBA program.
Great. So a lot of this is in development and being thought through and all of that good stuff. One question that I think a lot of folks have who, as the DBA and other practitioner doctorates come on the scene, Mary Kay, maybe you could speak to, if I'm weighing the difference between a PhD and a DBA, which one should I consider getting if I wanted to enroll in the DBA? And that one launches again, the DBA launches in May of 21. Okay, got it.
Yeah. I think that's a great question, Nathan. And again, it depends upon your admission application. And I'm going to go back to that initial document. When we ask you, why do you want to be in this program? It requires some real discernment and reflection on your part. Are you looking for a further deepening of your business understanding and acumen? That would drive you to a DBA. And I think for considering other PhD programs, absolutely you should. You're going to be involved in three to three and a half years of your life. Make it count, make it have purpose. I think you spend the time you need to in that discussion. But again, I think two other adds, if I could, to both the MBA and the DBA, Nathan, is that there is amazing generosity in our alumni body. Amazing. We right now, again, I mentioned in the DBA program, it's not a lonely program. You're in community. In fact, once a month, one of my colleagues, Dr. Piazza, brings together all students considering a doctoral program and in a doctoral program to present. So you're in community doing this, and our alums are actually part of those monthly discussions. Isn't that cool?
Great. Wow.
And so the generosity and the linking to business through our alums, I think, is another value add to the DBA thinking about, is this my program? Is this something I should head to?
That's terrific. And in point of fact, right, I mean, both of you support this other program that we have called the PhD in Managing Organizational Systems. So if, as you say, Mary Kay, someone's filling out the application and they say, you know what, I want to dig deeper into the research side of things, I could conceivably choose the PhD in MOS, as we affectionately call it, or Managing Org Systems, correct?
That's correct. You could, absolutely. Both of those different and yet focused programs are available to you. And I, again, think that as we go through the admission process, we're happy to help guide and ask the questions to deepen that. What works best?
Terrific. Terrific. To bring it all into final view and recap, the MBA starts January 21, applications now being accepted for admission, correct?
Correct.
The DBA begins May of 21. So just about 6 months out from, this month, or 7 months or so. And students who are interested in the DBA, just to clarify, Mary Kay, do they have to have an MBA to qualify, or could they have a master's from another discipline?
Just as the MBA that Tom talked about, we're really willing to be in conversation from whatever industry you come from. You do not have to have an MBA, and we will make sure the pathway to you engaging in the DBA works for you. So we'll help you with prep if you need it.
Great, great. So any closing thoughts from either of you before we end today's episode? And thank you both again for being here today.
We're so excited. We're talking over each other. We're just so excited to be able to meet our students and to begin this work and journey together. And so it's a privilege to be at the ground floor of a brand new program. What an exciting time that we live in, and a very much needed time for this type of program. Mary Kay?
I was just going to say thank you, Tom. You're right. We both are very excited to have this canvas with who knows what kind of artwork will emerge or what kind of music will pour forth. But I was just thinking, Nathan, I'm so thankful that you've held this aspiration for this program for so long. The timing is just elegantly perfect. I think about our our design of this. It's been full of thought, and we'll be able to pivot if we need to, but it's been very thoughtfully crafted with business in mind. And then when I look at the other icing on the cake, which is our global engagement, that is just an amazing value add to both of these programs and to this community. So I'm delighted and looking forward, as Tom said, to our incoming cohorts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.